So the question is, what do you think about having a YouTube video of how to crack a bike lock? What are the issues that this raises? Come on, this is not a hard question. It's the first thing that comes into your mind. You all giggled, right? So you know what one of the answers is. Teaching people to steal bikes, right? Okay, so what do we do about that? I mean, what do you think? Do you think that Google should allow? Do you think the government should allow? Do you think it's right? How do you think about the fact that you and anybody else can go to YouTube and get instructions on how to crack one of those four-cylinder bike locks? Somebody, come on. Yes, in the back. It's good if you lose your combination. So it has some legal uses. It has some valid legal uses. But what if there are 100 bikes stolen for every person who managed to get his bike back quickly or her bike back quickly, rather than taking the half hour it takes to find some chain cutters to get their own bike back? Yes, sir. So, so what he says is, you know, there's maybe there's a benefit to it, because the more people know how lousy these bike locks are, the more people will buy more secure bikes. Maybe it'll lead, if I may go beyond a little bit what you said, maybe it'll lead to advances in bike technology to have the weaknesses of the existing locks exposed. Okay, what if the bike lobby, you know, what if bike thefts are an epidemic and you can't persuade people with public interest campaigns, and the bike lobby advocates for a law against not only stealing bikes, but a law against publishing how to steal, how to break these locks, or puts pressure on YouTube to do that? To take all the videos of bike lock hacking down. Think it would do any good? Yeah.
No, I don't think it would do any good, because I think that if someone's going to steal a bike, they're gonna still steal a bike. Like, I don't think this video is gonna make people suddenly be like, okay, well, it's really easy to steal a bike, why don't I do that?
But so he says, you know, the video is not going to cause people to want to steal bikes. I think that's an empirical question. You actually have to kind of do a sociological study in order to determine that. That's, you know, I'm not disputing your intuition about it, but I could play the devil's advocate and be skeptical about about that question. Would there be any problem if some legislator in some bike theft heavy district introduced legislation prohibiting the display of information, the publication of information, the showing of information about how to crack bike locks? Why didn't anybody do this before, by the way? Why does this have anything? Does the fact that you can now learn how to do this in your Harvard course have anything to do with the internet or YouTube? I mean, is this in books somewhere or magazines or something like that? Do you think this is kind of new information that's out there, or more people are finding it out? Or what is the internet? Why am I talking about this in a course about the internet and digital technology? Yeah. Yeah, it's easier to find. Probably 10 years ago, it would have had to have been a pretty scummy magazine that would have agreed to publish something like this, right? Magazines had editorial control, let's say, 20 years ago. Books and magazines kind of had editorial control, and they had reputations to protect and so on. So there might have been some kind of underground market in stuff about how to break locks. But one of the things the internet has done is made it a lot easier to find this information, for everybody to get this information, right? That's part of the magic of it, is that there's all of this unedited information. But what about my question? You know, let me ask one other. There's another possible issue with this, with having this video up there. Yeah. There could be, proprietary technology. You mean you say that somebody's got the patent on the bike lock or they've got the patent on how to break the bike lock, maybe, or I don't know. I don't know about that. The one I was thinking of is that it may be completely false, right? I mean, I don't know. This is any clown. It didn't look to me like the cylinders were moving particularly there. I don't know what you thought. It was not a very persuasive demonstration to my eye. So this thing could be a complete scam. Now, that may not make any difference in this case, you know. But that's the flip side of the open publishing thing, right? Everybody can get it. Everybody can put it up. But there's also no editorial control over whether any of this stuff is actually true. Right? That's another internet phenomenon. Okay, but I didn't get an answer to my question about making a law about it. Right? Suppose I lobby my legislator to introduce a bill in Congress that says, or in the Massachusetts state legislature, to say, no videos or print publications explaining how to crack bike locks may be put up in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Independent of whether it's a good idea or not. Why wouldn't it be a good idea? We've given a couple ideas why it wouldn't be a good idea, but what are there any other issues with it? Yeah. So it may be ineffective. It may be ineffective, but you mentioned the music industry, which was where I was going. Does making the law prohibiting the publication of this information inconsistent with anything you know about the way this country works? Yes, sir. Right, so there is this principle here. It's called the First Amendment. It says Congress shall make no law respecting established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Right, the general rule in this country is anybody can say anything they want, including how to break a bike lock. Now we're going to come back and talk about some of the exception cases, but the odd situation, which gentleman over there already alluded to, is that there is a special rule, a special law, that applies to the digital locks that are on DVDs. Okay, this is Section 1201 of the copyright law. It says, no person shall circumvent a technological measure that effectively controls access to a copyrighted work. So that means you can't crack legally the cryptographic protections on DVDs. But more than that, no person shall manufacture, import, offer to the public, provide, or otherwise traffic in any technology, product, service, device, or component that, you know, is designed to do that. You can't tell people. You can't show people. Right? If this were the digital lock that locks the content of your DVDs, I'd be committing a federal crime by showing you this video. And the person who made the video would be committing a federal crime by putting it up there on YouTube. Okay? So there's an interesting, you know, when I say that we're in the midst of drastic social revolutions and we don't quite know how to accommodate them, and they're precipitated by some of these digital developments. This bike lock example is a great example. It's actually prohibited in the United States of America to say how to crack the lock, the digital lock on a DVD, by in the way that it's perfectly legal to explain, whether it's wise or not, to explain to people how to break the lock on the bicycle chain.